Will the U.S. government do even more?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. You know, you hear about these tentative signs of recovery in the U.S., and then you see how many people here are without jobs. After Friday's sobering report showing unemployment at a 26-year high, the Obama administration's economic team has begun to look at ways to stimulate jobs. We get more from Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale.
The president's advisors met yesterday to consider beefing up incentives for businesses to hire more workers. Topping the list, according to the New York Times, is the revival of an idea to give companies a tax credit for every new employee they hire. Congress has been reluctant to try that because of concerns that employers could manipulate their payrolls to claim the tax credit without adding new workers. Second is a proposal to expand the number of companies that could deduct operating losses going back 5 years instead of the normal two. For its part, Congress may continue the $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers and extend government benefits for the long-term unemployed. But the cost of extended benefits alone would run $100 billion. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Now let's check stocks around the world. European stocks are jumping this morning, up 1.5%. Yesterday, we learned there was growth in America's service sector, which is most of our economy. And today, Australia actually raised interest rates, first G20 country to do that since the meltdown. Asian stocks were higher today by about 1%. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 packed on 1.5%, the NASDAQ added 1%, and the Dow gained 112 points to close at 9,599. This morning, the National Consumer Law Center is scheduled to release a report on abuses in so-called reverse mortgages. Experts say a growing number of lenders are targeting the home equity of seniors. We get the story from Marketplace's Joel Rose.
Lenders tend to play up the benefits of reverse mortgages in TV commercials like this one with actor James Garner.
If you're 62 or older and own your own home, I'd like to talk to you about something you should know. It's called a reverse mortgage, and it's a safe, easy way to quickly turn your home equity into tax-free money.
In a reverse mortgage, the homeowner gets cash from the bank. That loan is paid back with interest from the proceeds when the house is sold.
These loans are pits of debt. They get bigger and they get bigger.
Prescott Cole is an attorney and advocate for the elderly in California. Cole says reverse mortgages involve high interest rates and hefty fees that create incentives for lenders to market them aggressively.
It's all about this happiness. It's about money. It's a win-win until the senior runs out of money.
Cole says seniors can wind up owing more than their house is worth. Unless there's more regulation, he says thousands of seniors could be caught in loans they ultimately can't afford. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
And we learned this hour, three scientists who created the technology behind digital photography and helped link the world through fiber optic networks, I should say American scientists, they have been awarded the 2009 Nobel Prize in Physics.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing and online surveys. ConstantContact.com. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The U.S. already faces economic troubles and mounting debt. Now we're hearing about a challenge to America's global financial leadership. London's independent newspaper reports this morning Arab countries are talking with China, Russia, Japan, and France about no longer trading oil in U.S. dollars. I'm joined by the author of that story, the Independent's Middle East correspondent Robert Fisk. Robert, what's behind this secret push?
Well, I think it's China's way of pushing its own currency forward, along with a basket of other currencies, including gold, the euro, possibly a new currency in the Gulf. And the idea is to show independence rather than just a complaint against the dollar itself.
Why would delinking the oil and the dollar stabilize prices?
because you'd have more currencies to bounce along beside each other, and you couldn't have huge dips and falls on the market for either the consumer or the producer.
You write that the U.S. is sure to fight this move. How would this hurt the U.S.?
Well, I mean, the dollar ultimately will go down. It did go down slightly when my story appeared this morning, but then recovered when the Saudis denied that they had any plans for a new currency.
How much is this happening because of the global meltdown and America's great debt?
Well, this started before the global meltdown, although when I spoke to investment brokers and bankers in Hong Kong, they made the point that the meltdown was only proof that they were right to try and move away from the dollar, because this, in their view, the contagion started in America, spread to Europe, and then moved through the rest of the world.
Can America really fight this move, or is this inevitable?
I think it's inevitable. So many countries have been talking about it. So many countries have been complaining constantly, and sometimes with great frustration and irritation, at the way in which the Americans control the financial system. And I think that there's a good deal of frustration which is mixed up with the political feeling that so many countries are tired of being dominated. Now there's only one superpower.
Robert Fisk is Middle East correspondent for The Independent. Robert, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And finally, when you think Mahatma Gandhi, you might think voluntary poverty, fasting, perhaps a $25,000 ink pen. The German pen maker Mont Blanc is marking the 140th anniversary of Gandhi's birth with a commemorative pen that includes an engraving of the man and a golden thread representing the spindle and cotton he used to weave simple cloth. Critics have questioned whether this is the best way to honor Gandhi. Besides his simplicity, he was a nationalist who only promoted Indian-made goods. Gandhi's great-grandson, though, has endorsed the idea. Tushar Gandhi's charitable foundation has received a $145,000 donation from Mont Blanc and will get between $200 and $1,000 for each pen sold. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.